Okay, ready. One,
ready.
Two, three, four. This is Chuck Dukowski.
This is Eugene Robinson.
And we're in blackface.
Yeah, the pros. I tell you.
You're listening to Blackface on the radio like you want.
I tell you what.
There you go.
All right, we're done.
That's done? Holy shit. Good thing this isn't live. You want me to try it? Let's try that again? Ready?
This was like in the studio. This is
good. All right. One, two, three, go.
This is Blackface.
This is Blackface on Radio Like You Want It.
That's as close as we're going to get. That was actually perfect, man.
That was sweet.
That's like
right in the
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier. And Blag the Ripper.
Blag the Ripper, a number one rock legend, top selector, Mike Routier in the place to be.
Back at Radio Like You Want, where all the action begins every week. Blag, so good to have you back, man. Welcome home, my friend.
It is fabulous to be here, Mike. I feel like a stranger in my own town. I've been out on the road. We were out there. We had some fun. Nashville Pussy. We saw the Midwest. We saw Texas. And we
Midwest
are not
and
done
Texas.
Yet. That's right. Midwest wow. and Texas. They get because they got their own thing.
Got their own trip down
yeah,
there.
That's right.
All right. That's cool.
It was wild times. It was kooky times. There was sodomy. There was Waffle House.
Check.
Everything that you expect out of a Dwarves tour. But you, my friend, have put together a show this week.
I tell you what. Yeah.
Sick making in its intensity. You brought back seminal member. We always have to say seminal.
Oh, we do. It's
of
a
Black Flag.
There's a law, actually. It's kind of obscure. But yeah, this is a really cool show. I'm really excited about this one. I got to talk to Eugene Robinson and Chuck Dukowski. They're putting together a project called Blackface. Who the hell is Eugene Robinson, you say? Chuck Dukowski? If you don't know Chuck Dukowski, you don't know shit about shit. Original Black Flag bass player, left the band in 82, but wrote a lot of the songs. A lot of the Black Flag songs that you like. He wrote them. Eugene Robinson fronts a band called Oxbow, and you may or may not have know him. They're a little arty. They're a little trippy, but let me tell you, the intensity is crazy. He's out of the Bay Area here, San Jose, born
and bred.
Doesn't
he write,
bred.
Too, that guy?
He's an
didn't
author
he,
as well. He wrote
a book
called The Long, Slow Screw, a fiction book, and he also wrote a book. He's a fighter as well, called Everything You Ever Want to Know About Ass Kicking, But We're Afraid You Get Your Ass Kicked for Asking. It's pretty funny, like coffee table book.
Wow.
Pretty good. We got new music as well.
So
check out
we're
going
to give a good review to this band already.
It's
I'm
done.
It. Yeah.
Bots right here on Radio Like You Want. New music from 10-year-olds.
We'll be right back. もたくさん日本語をしゃべると自分もわからないからね、時々日本語を間違えたらごめんなさいね。たくさんしゃべるとわからないから、あなたたち調子の聞いてばいいと思うよ。OK、拍手をお迎えしましょう。スペケン皆さん、大拍手だ。1、2、3、4、
Trotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, of Kumbaya, of Chaos and Carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Black Dahlia, where the hell are we heading this week?
We are going to the Siberian city of Omsk. This is from 1984, and it's by Yegor Letov. This is a band called Gradetskaya Oboronya.
Listen to that Russian,
highly,
dude. You're on fire.
Highly influential Russian punk band on radio.
Like you, Vonsky. Yeah?
Walk in his mouth, smash, smash.
man. Globetrotter right there. What's the name of that band, Blake? I can't pronounce that.
That was Gradiciana Obronia.
All right.
Often abbreviated as GROB or GO.
Thank you, Mr. Wikipedia.
Name translates as civil defense, don't you know, comrade.
All right, I got all the facts straight right there. All right, so we heard that. And before that, we heard a brand new one from Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, Hero. We could have done a Globetrotter with this one. This is from their brand new EP, Sing, in Japanese. Your boy Spike out there actually delivering in Japanese. Isn't that wild?
If anybody could deliver the goods, it's Spike Slauson. He is one of the greatest singers in punk rock, and Me First have done it again.
Yeah, he got bored with just being the greatest singer. Now he has to go to, like, you know, foreign tongue in order to crank it up a notch.
Right. He's speaking in tongues.
He cranked it up. You're next.
Oh, yes. I'm feeling like Muammar Gaddafi this week. Like, they're going to find me in a, like, in a rat hole or in a spider nest or whatever. Whatever.
I don't know, man. Gaddafi's a little wily. I think he might end up on the Riviera somewhere. Can't you see that happening? He might be the toast of the town.
That's right. I think he could do it. I think he could pull it off.
Cheers to Muammar Gaddafi is what I say.
Hey, man, he pulled it off for 40 years dressing like that. You got to give him points. It reminds me of the guy from The Cure. All right.
I think the ancestry might be in his blood.
We cannot quit. We got to keep busting out new and sick tracks.
Yeah, brand new from 1977. Class War!
Yo, radio like you want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org, and I just got back from my weekly expedition to bring you new music, and I've got some brand new music today. It just came out last week. The group is called Ceremony. The track is off their brand new EP called Covers, which features the band covering six bands. This cover is by a fairly obscure band called Vile. The track is called 5 to 10. Check it out.
Get into trouble! Not me! Rob a liquor store? Not me! Rape little girls? Not me! I didn't do it! I didn't do it!
Stay.
new right there from Ceremony, 5 to 10. And you know that's a Vile cover, right?
Oh, that's right. I listen to Vile all the time. Kurt Vile, to be precise.
Yeah? Yeah? Were they? Is it abbreviated in any way?
No, it's not. God just, damn it. I don't know any songs.
Before that, the Dills. A brand new one from the Dills. Class
War
right there.
Wait a minute, Mike. I can't do a radio show. I don't know any fucking song.
It's all right. Just let me do the talking.
Can somebody out there help me? Somebody call in.
Say funny things every once in a while, and you'll serve your purpose.
Listen, I didn't know. When they asked me about doing this radio show thing, they didn't say I didn't know anything about music.
Yeah.
It was all very loose. It was like, Blag, just get fucked up, run around, talk shit. You know what I mean?
And so you do.
Yeah.
Right?
It's worked
out. I'm the guy who says the Dills
now.
From Class War. That's the 198 seconds of the Dills, 7 inches from
now. Now I envy your position. Like, now I want to be.
Grass is always
that
greener,
guy,
Blag. You just sit around and get high all the time. I got to do all the heavy lifting, right?
That's right.
Speaking
that's
of which,
point.
Heavy lifting. I talked to Eugene Robinson of Oxbow. Also, Chuck Dukowski from Black Flag. They are combining forces to create Blackface. Here's Eugene's first band, Whipping Boy, on radio.
Like you want.
Second and Down right there by Whipping Boy. I have the man himself, Mr. Eugene Robinson, hanging out with me. What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Just fine, my friend. People know you from Oxbow. They know you as an author. They know you as a professional ass kicker.
No.
Author.
Competitive. I've never met a nickel beating anybody up, so.
Well, you just haven't charged enough.
Except the person I've been fighting. I guess it's been one of those kind of deals, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me, man. It's been a little while since we had a sat down and talk.
My sense of time is so bad, I would have to sit. Let me see if I get this right. 3 years?
Out there trolling the internet. Saw this little thing. Chuck Dukowski.
Yes.
Putting his band together called Blackface. They're going to be doing some unreleased or unrecorded Black Flag songs that he penned, as well as padding the set with a few Black Flag songs. And so, yeah, that sounds okay. But, you know, which vocalist is going to get? Turns out when I knew it was you, I was like, oh my God, it clicked. I'm like, that guy would be the sickest front man for that I could imagine. I was actually more excited than, you know, if it was a Black Flag reunion or something, because this adds a new dimension to it.
Well, you know, we had started talking about it, and I'd kind of been insinuating myself in the process, kind of used as my sounding board the guys at Hydrahead, and the guys at Hydrahead said, you know, we live in LA, and we've been watching the soap opera, you know, with the various different incarnations. And he goes, you know, frankly, and these, you know, the guys who run Hydrahead are like 28 years old. They said, even if it was a reunion, the interest to us would be limited.
Yeah.
I said, what we find interesting is a kind of something old, something new. You know, taking what we've seen you do with Oxbow since 1989 and to kind of meld it with what Chuck has been working on since, you know, 1978, you know, in 2011 would be absolutely fucking crazy.
I would agree. And if I was the suit and tie at Hydra, I'd be saying the same exact thing.
Yeah. or in this case, the beard and long hair at Hydra. So, yeah.
Don't blow the cover off those guys.
Yeah, I have to argue. Well, we wore suits when we went to the Grammys, which I've got a photo of that. So they have on occasion worn a suit. So.
Now tell the listeners out there what Hydra is and what that's all about.
Hydra Head is a record label that was originally started in Boston by Aaron Turner, who's a guitar player and singer. He used to be in Isis and is now in Mammifer. And he started as kind of a... You know, kind of like an Andy Warhol factory deal. He was big in graphic design and was just interested in producing art and artifacts, whether they be music or records. And now at this point, they're doing books. They've started Robotic Boot, done books by Stephen Brodsky from Cave In, and of course, they did my novel, A Long Slow Screw.
Mm-hmm.
So
they do a little bit of everything, right? As long as you're in the arts,
a little bit of everything.
They're interested in what you got.
Exactly. And they've got some, you know, it's been a great place for us to be with bands like Pelican, and it's been a real kind of fellow traveler deal. Not exactly the same type of bands, but very much coming to music with the same sort of spirit in mind, you know.
It's called Bullseye right there from Oxbow Live on Radio Like You Want. I'm still hanging out with Eugene Robinson, frontman from Oxbow. He's got a new project he's doing with Chuck Dukowski from Black Flag. It's called Black Face. Eugene, why would you want to do this now? You already got Oxbow going on. Why do another project?
There are only two times in my life when I could have done this music. I was 19 and now.
Why now?
Well, adult living, man, is a thing in and of itself, you know. I mean, from extended fears of death and anxiety, all the things that you just kind of were slightly worried about at the age of 19, are things that have come home to roost in a really vicious, violent way at where I am now in my life, you know. So somebody asked me, well, why are you doing this anyway? And I said, my reasons for doing blackface are 100% emotional. You know?
You're bringing the angst. You're bringing the intensity. I know you got the intensity. I know you can muster it whether you got it or not. The thing is, you don't have to pick it. You got it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think that was kind of Chuck's thinking. And it's been strange because Oxbow's energy is very different from any kind of energy that Black Flag ever had. I mean, Black Flag was sort of, in their own way, sort of positivist, you know? And I remember talking to David Yao. I was saying, it's a show we had played with them. And Oxbow had played with Jesus Lizard. And I said, you know, after you guys play, I look in the audience, I see people walking out, and everybody just feels happy, you know? And he says, but after Oxbow plays, you know, I don't want to see people happy. I want to see them as miserable as I am. And David Yao looked at me and goes, what is wrong with you black people?
You black people?
which I thought was the most perfect thing to say ever, even though I don't think my take on the world is necessarily race based. So I think that blackface is kind of perfect, and I've had to kind of educate people who think that this is going to be a Black Flag redux. I said this is going to be different in every way, and if your intention is to come to the shows and think that I'm going to be aping Henry Rollins with the same, you know, love of masochism, and you know, you throw ice at Henry, you burn Henry with cigarettes and punch him in the groin, it's going to be a hard, cold, fucking wake up of reality for me.
Listeners out there, I would just right now recommend you don't do that. If you've never been to an Oxbow show and you're not familiar with Eugene, treating him like a punching bag or someone to throw beers at, wrong thing to do.
I don't enjoy it.
You
think it's
will
funny.
Get some repercussions. I can guarantee. I've seen it happen.
But I mean, you know, again, to get philosophically, I am completely gripped by the fact that we are clinging to a rock that is flying in outer space toward total and complete oblivion. And this is not an abstraction for me at all. I feel my mortality keenly, so this will be a different type of show.
We'll rise all above that. We'll be back in a minute with more Eugene.
I would like to have played you some of the new stuff that we recorded, but we're keeping that totally.
I'm sitting here waiting. If you want to give it to me, but I understand.
Hydrahead would not even let me tell you when it's being released. I told you secretly.
We're keeping it under wraps, and you know I'm going to be hitting you up again when it actually comes out, just to chime in and check back in. Yeah, but for now, we're giving everyone the lowdown and getting the antenna up and letting them know what's happening down the road here. Back with more Eugene Robinson in just a second. We'll be right back.
right. That one's called Lucky, performed live in 2011 from
Oxbow, right here on Radio Like You Want. I'm still hanging out with Eugene Robinson, Oxbow frontman, and now he's doing blackface as well.
As well, yeah.
Tell me about how you guys came up with the name. Did you chime in on this, or what's going on?
No, you know, he came up with the name. I was interested in have happen after he and Greg started suing each other, and that the idea of a full reunion dropped by the wayside. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of what I was interested in having happen was a name that had the same kind of impact that Black Flag did. Okay, the first time I heard the name Black Flag, I was amused because I thought it was a roach spray, right? Right? So there was that whole kind of, you know, cheap seat, you know, yuck fest. Bug spray. But then, you know, you scratch just a little bit deeper, and it took on this really weird coloration that was kind of very dark and heavy, and, you know, anarchy, the anarchy symbol. And, you know, it went beyond the bug spray. With blackface, you know, of course, the thing is to immediately go to Al Jolson, and that's a cheap seat kind of take on it. You know, a corpse might be called to have a blackface. A guy with a ski mask on might be described to the police as having had a blackface. You know, in Sicilian culture, you know, the mark of the mafia was typically the black hand. I mean, these were things that were not very comical at all to anybody. A man with a ski mask shows up at your house is typically probably going to be a pretty bad day for you unless you live in Lake Tahoe or Big Bear. You know, somebody, my car is broken down outside. So Chuck is the one who came up with the name, and I could see he was not quite certain as to whether politically it was one that made sense to, you know, that he felt comfortable with, or whether I'd feel comfortable with it. And I was like, you know, Oxbow has been about, you know, touching the wrong keys in regards to race and sex and, you know, interpersonal relationships. So I feel perfectly okay having it be called Blackface.
Okay, well, there you have it. Now, Eugene, I really haven't heard you ever do any cover songs from another band or anything like that with Oxbow. It's all original stuff, very original stuff. So give me your thoughts on performing these Chuck Dukowski compositions.
I mean, typically I really don't like singing other people's lyrics. You know, these collaborations that I work on, the first request out of hand is, do you mind me writing words, you know?
Yeah.
And most people don't have a problem. But, you know, I mean, Chuck is very, I mean, I, the words he's written, I love. So, and
they're good words, and many have sung them before.
There's no way to get around it.
Yeah.
I mean, the songs that he recorded for My War that were not included on My War, or My War era songs that he wrote that he, you know, he took with him when he left Black Flag, have lyrics. So it's that's the understanding. If you want to do this, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So we'll have several records worth of original songs done.
Singles.
Singles, correct. That's the only way to do it. There's the order is there's going to be a record.
Gotcha.
And then we're going to do a single show that will either be in New York, London, or Los Angeles. And then there'll be a tour, and the tour will cover first Europe, Australia, Japan, South America, and the U.S. But they won't be long. There's not going to be a Black Flag. It's not going to be a 7-month tour. Each of those places gets like 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Hey, get while the getting's good, everybody. Eugene Robinson hanging with me here on Radio Like You Want. We're going to come back in a minute and talk with Chuck Dukowski and Eugene.
Yes.
Uh-oh, no martyrs. Okay. Some of you guys might know this one. It's about bullshit. About bullshit. Yeah! I've heard it before. I just wanna shut you up. But my evil can't see my side. And I don't care for my life. But see the end your way. Don't tell me that I make my way. I'm ready for it. Me alive. Only you can't do it. That you'll die too. And I'll see to it. It's hard to survive. Don't know if I can do it. Be alive! Can't accept my fate. I need help! For it's too late. It's hard to survive. Don't know if I can do it. I need to be long. I need to hang on. I need be alive! Because I must obey. Can't turn my eyes to the past. This crisis is the last. It's hard to survive. Don't know if I can do it. Keep me alive. Can I do judgment? Got none of my own. I don't know what I'm doing. It's hard to survive. Don't know if I can do it. I need to be long. I need to be long. I need be alive. Only you can do it. Keep me alive. Only you can do it. It's hard to survive. Don't know if I can do it. Keep me alive. Keep me alive. Keep me alive. Keep me alive. It's hard to survive. Don't know if I can do it. I need to be long. I need to hang on. I need.
All right, a classic Black Flag tune right there on the bike. Our next guest, the one and only Chuck Dukowski. He and Eugene are joining forces to redefine music with their new project, Blackface.
Or something. Here I am, and we are going to get down with some heavy rockin'.
Now, I asked Eugene this question, but I want to hear your take, Chuck. What's the motivation for you behind this project? Let's hear your side of the story.
Eugene came to me and said, we've been staying in touch off and on over the years. I've always been a fan of Eugene and the level of insane intensity he can bring. And he brought it up. He said, Chuck, let's do this thing. And I said, okay, I'm down for that. And the thoughts had come to my mind. I have a number of lyrics and songs from the late Black Flag, all the way back to the early Black Flag era that had never come to light, and new things that I wanted to do that fit that kind of delivery. And so we decided to do it.
Wise choice. I couldn't imagine a better front man for this band. Even better than...
Hey, check it. I got something to say here. The man is not fronting.
Shh, don't tell anyone. Now, you guys are padding the live set with Black Flag classics that you penned, but isn't this really about bringing those unrecorded tunes to life?
Well, it's about that also, enjoying to perform that music, and that's going to be amazing to do, and I think hopefully there's people out there interested in it. It's like we're pulling it out of the interdimensional space. Making it real in this one.
Wow, well, that's quite a feat. One that only you and Eugene could pull off. Now, Chuck, you've been playing with your other band, the Chuck Dukowski Sextet, or CD6, to those in the know. But
in fact, the Blackface shares bassists and guitarists with the CD6.
Well, the bassists we know about. We could have guessed that one. But what I was going to ask is, you really haven't been playing with a band that's going to bring that level of intensity that Blackface is going to bring, right?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done this live. I mean, I played a few weeks ago, I played some Black Flag songs with the guys from No Age, and that was cool.
Also featured tunes with Keith Morris on vocals.
But this we're going to put a whole set together and play all my songs from Black Flag and a few more, and all the new Blackface songs. So it'll be a more full, heavy thing. The heavier side, the later era of that sound also, in terms of where we're looking, where someone can look back and think, where is this starting out musically from? I mean, it's very contemporary, but we're really the sounds have more to do with that 81, 82, 3, 4 Black Flag than they do the earlier thing.
It sounds great, man. I can't wait. Now, I know the recent recordings you guys did are under tight wraps, so I'll play Modern Man, a Black Flag classic you wrote from the heavy days. This is from a recently released live recording of Black Flag performing it on Broadway right here in San Francisco back in 1982. It features Henry on vocals and
Chuck Biscuits, Des Cadena, Henry, Greg, kind of the end of the five piece.
Yeah, I mean, until now, the only real recording of that lineup, the five or whatever, has been the those widely bootlegged 1982 demos. And you know, it seems like that recording would have been kind of like the perfect swan song for Black Flag, but I don't know, it seems like those tunes kind of became the few decent songs that were sprinkled throughout the that whole plethora of post-damage Black Flag releases.
There's people who think that, yeah. They certainly did get sprinkled out, and then there's some ones that didn't get included or didn't get learned. But then, you know, after the demo was recorded, the whole group was redone. And so yeah. Then, you know, things changed, and the sound changed quite a bit.
Oh, well, what you gonna do? Chuck, thanks so much for joining me, man. I really appreciate it, both you and Eugene. I'm looking forward to seeing you both with Black Face. This thing's going to be intense. I can't wait for the release. Definitely going to have to come back and introduce your single when it drops.
Thank you, man, both, for talking about it and letting us talk to your audience about it.
No problem, man. My pleasure. Okay, here's Modern Man, as performed by Black Flag on Broadway in San Francisco in 1982 on Radio Like You Want.
Another new song.
Fun of the music, Mike. Come on, this is supposed to be serious.
Modern Man right there, that's from Black Flag. It's a semi-new release of an old set they did live on Broadway 1982 that features the, as we heard in the interview there, the Big Five, right? We heard Chuck Dukowski, Greg Ginn, Chuck Biscuits, Henry Rollins, and Des Cadena. That's when Black Flag was at their peak right there.
Some would argue that. Others give the edge to Ron Reyes.
Well, that's the thing. So there was four Black Flag vocalists.
Some people really like the Keith Morris years. For me,
and they're
I don't
all
know.
Good. Well, I think Keith Morris was good for those years, and I think all the vocalists did a fine job, and Henry was great for the music they produced when he was in the band.
I love Damaged. I thought that was a great record.
Fantastic album. This Blackface project, I'm really looking forward to it in a big way. Eugene Robinson is the perfect frontman for this. It's going to be intense, Blag.
We are going. We're going to have some fun. And even if we don't like it, we'll be like, hey, yeah, show was great.
Yeah, we're going to definitely pretend in front a lot, even if we don't like it. That's in fact, Blag, get this. I had some. Oh, my God.
Lord, is that the ladies?
The ladies are here.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the more caring, touching, and docile side of Radio Like You Want.
That's right. It's estrogen. What do we got this week? Hey, man, we're going way, way back. We're playing the Lude
from
Pacific Northwest. Olga DeVolga on vocals on this one. Don't sleep, kids. The Lude on Radio
Like You Want.
I think I've uncovered something.
Oh, what?
Girls.
Johnny's got a lot in his eyes, and Shirley's got a lot on her lips. Jake's got a mucky shine on his head, and Deborah Ann's got a tiger in her hips. They can twist and turn, they can move and burn, they can throw themselves against the wall, but they creep for what they need, and they explode to the call, and then they move. Move! Sex beat, go! They're stupid, like I told ya. Very stupid like you saw. Very stupid as the simple thought of ever thinking at all. And all the mind, all the soul, all the body, all we know, all the things that should have made us whole, all the colorless security was only so it could go. Tropical apartment's bed, your sacrificial pool. My body in the water, and my heart is in your hand. So this is the way you choose to send me to the judgment land. So you can't move, move. Oh, sex beat. We'll be right back.
Oh, getting scary up in here, Blag.
Ow. The mighty Jeffrey Lee Pierce leads us into the sick and demented world of Rocky Erickson, Stacy Sutherland, and the entire crew. The 13th floor elevators hailing from Texas, 1960s. I don't need to say more, but...
It came from the garage, right here on radio,
like you want.
Was hip hop. For those who don't know or forget, to make y'all happy with Mary J, who Puff came to get?
Me.
Then who he called for Toto to make y'all see?
Me.
Then
who oh, yeah, Keith Murray strangling with the microphone cord. This is Radio Like You Want, straight out of San Francisco, 415-315-9662. That's the phone number. You can get us on the web, radiolikeyouwant.com. Download that. Mike Routhier.
Big thanks to Eugene Robinson and Chuck Dukowski. Don't sleep on the blackface. They're coming to a town near you. See ya.
Can't nobody do it better.
No fine, no fine.
That's why you're loving me.
Greedy worldwide.